USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The funeral for George Floyd was a peaceful event with no protesters allowed. The service happened in West Fayetteville, North Carolina. Diana Shipp, a relative of the Floyd family, gave strong words of comfort to his family and his supporters.
Please remember that God's grace is sufficient. God's love is comfort in sadness, peace in weariness, healing in despair.
Floyd's uncle, Isaac Floyd, dedicated a brief second to talk with his family.
That's my brother's son. It's my nephew lying there. And my whole family is with me. And although everybody, but just about everybody's here. John Giant, Terrence and Bridget, I love you so much.
This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier, too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The country is bracing for reopening amid the coronavirus pandemic. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is discussing the guidelines for phase one of the reopening of New York City's economy.
It's construction, it's manufacturing, it's curbside pickup. Pursuant to these rules, curbside pickup, in-store pickup where curbside is not practical. They're prearranged, you're not there to browse and shop, social distancing. Construction and manufacturing, masks must be worn.
Phase one reopening starts on Monday. And following the successful jobs report for May, U.S. Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia is discussing how the Trump administration can maintain its success and help minority communities.
The policies that brought us that, free markets, free people, that needs to stay at the top of the agenda when we talk about continuing to help those communities.
In May, the unemployment rate dropped from 14.7% to 13.3%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The commissioner of the NFL admits that not backing players that kneeled before games was a mistake. USA Radio's John Hunt has details.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell issued a video statement saying, "We were wrong for not listening to NFL players earlier who were protesting police brutality." The statement comes amid nationwide protests over the death of George Floyd, but also years of controversy when the NFL refused to support Colin Kaepernick and other players who knelt in protest over police brutality. In his minute and a half statement, Goodell did not mention Kaepernick by name, but he said the NFL will encourage all to speak out and peacefully protest. Goodell also said without black players, there would be no National Football League.
Americans are being terrorized by toxic monster toads. USA's Jesse Edwards has more.
Cane toads are surfacing in southern Florida after heavy rainfall brought them out of their burrows and provided them with optimal breeding grounds. These amphibians are covered in warts, grow up to 6 inches, and have large glands on the shoulder right behind the eye that are filled with milk-white toxins. Although generally harmless to humans, these creatures can be deadly to a curious dog that attempts to lick or bite them. Officials have received numerous reports in the past of canines suffering from convulsions, loss of coordination, or cardiac arrest after coming into contact with a cane toad. It's an invasive species that originates from Central and South America that was introduced to Florida several times between the 1930s and 50s as a form of biological pest control.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.